the redemption of sins. During your meditation, this is a letter. This is a book of letters written to this to Mota. And during your meditation, it struck you that Hari comes from the Sanskrit Hri, to take away. Hari therefore means he who takes away our sins. But you must not think of this during your meditation or remembrance of God. At any other time, you can certainly contemplate that definition. But I ask you not to think of this during your meditation or prayer, because redemption of sins is not the one and only quality that God possesses. We should not continue our concept of Hari within this narrow definition. Putting that aside, it's not proper for us to say in our prayer, "Oh Hari, wash off our sins." I say so because Hari is the cause that impels action. Hari is action itself. Hari is the law that governs action, and Hari is the effect of action. If this concept of Hari is correct, any attempt on our part to avoid doing what we ought to do, or any prayer to save ourselves from the effects of our sins is of no avail. For the redemption of such actions, or sinful acts, for the washing off of the stain of such sins, what we should do is this. With complete equanimity, peacefulness, cheerfulness, we should accept, with all our heart and mind, our own responsibilities for our actions, and look upon their painful effects as God's favor conferred upon us. Only by that type of total surrender to God's law, will, are our sins automatically redeemed.